Welcome in to Ask WWCR. My name is Zach Woodard, and with me is Greg Hicks.
Hello.
Hey, Greg. This is a live broadcast, just as it was last week. It is currently 0300 UTC. That's the Universal Time, Sunday, June 14th, 2026. But for us, the local time here in Nashville is 10 p.m. Central Time, June 13th, 2026. Not much has developed here at the station in the last week. Last week, we covered that we'll be doing some live broadcasts. We covered that the squeal in CR3 has disappeared since the last Ask WWCR. And I also mentioned that there's a QSL map with all of the reception reports for WWCR in the last probably year and then some. You can access that on WWCR.com. If you look right in the center of the webpage, you'll see QSL map, and to the right, June 3rd, 2026 is when it was added. That's what you click. And you got a cool little map there where you can see all of our reception reports.
Awesome.
We'll get to some reception reports a little bit later. I think the only thing that really has happened here since the last time we did an Ask CR was the bathroom here blew up. That was kind of rough. And it is a blessing. You realize how much of a blessing it is when you have two bathrooms at a workplace.
Yes.
In the morning here, everybody's drinking coffee, and usually between 8 and 9, everybody has to use the bathroom. And, you know, this past week between 9 and noon, you know, you walk in there and, like, Lysol does not always do the trick. You know, it's very, you walk in there, it's like, this is not 100% Lysol. So,
you ought to let the folks know what happened with the bathroom, because blowing up doesn't necessarily cut it. So
it did not explode necessarily. Something happened with like the main water supply hose. One of our producers, Jared, discovered it in the middle of a show, and when the show finished, he walked in there, and the way he described it was that the water was shooting out of the supply hose up into the air and perfectly down into the trash can.
So that was good.
Yeah, the trash can caught the first few gallons of it.
Yeah, but after that,
it was I think Reggie went in there afterward to kind of bring up a lot of it with the shop vac.
Yeah.
It was pretty eventful. So it was funny watching people after the fact come into the station and spend their first 2 minutes walking in here, like analyzing the what had happened. There's like a dehumidifier and a shop vac leaned up against the wall in there. So just they're trying to put a story together in their head of what happened.
You walk in the door and you think, okay, what happened now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's a business, you know, that's what happens. And one thing I've loved about working here that has not been the case for a lot of places is when things go wrong, the people who are here are the ones who work on stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a family.
Yeah. Everybody pulls together, and you know, there's work that is done. There's cleanup that is done. So there's parts that need to be bought, and everybody is going to do something.
Yes. It's a great experience. It's a much better experience than kind of sitting back and watching like another company come in and fix things.
Right. You know, you have to wait, you know, 6 hours or 6 days even, you know. This way it's just somebody from the station takes care of it, and then we just keep rolling on.
Exactly. And that thing you said where it's like, what's part of my duties now?
Yeah.
You know, we had brought an old CRT TV down there into your studio over 1 week, a couple months ago. I think this was last month, and it was so normal that all these different things happen at the station. What were you saying? You were like, I think this is in here to monitor critters.
I thought, it was during the time when we had the heat exchangers that were
right.
kind of the homemade heat exchangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe we were needing that we had a camera outside and we're trying to monitor raccoons and such because they might have been getting into yeah. the heat exchanger, because we do have raccoons and squirrels and
lots of animals,
and foxes and little wild turkeys, a little bit of everything around here. So I yeah. thought maybe raccoons were getting into the heat exchanger and
very we plausible
monitoring them, so.
And then if you do see one, just grab a pellet gun,
right,
get out there. Yeah, I think Chris calls it worldwide critter radio.
Yeah, we do have a lot of critters.
Yeah, and all the rain we've had in the last week has certainly brought it out.
Oh, yeah.
Turtles, a little baby turtle. I think I showed it to one of the other people who work here, and he was like, I think that's a snapping turtle. Mm. You know, I would not have picked it up if I had known that. But, the rain's definitely bringing out turtles, snakes, all the things that move with the water.
Yeah, and we've had a lot more rain than usual for a summer month.
Yes. Field's been surprisingly dry. The sun, it's crazy how fast it soaks things up.
Yeah, true, because the field doesn't have trees to keep it shaded, so
exactly
it's the sun about over 12 hours a day, because the sun rises between 5 and 6 and doesn't set till 8 p.m
yeah time. Long days right now.
Yeah.
So, other than that, that was, what did I start with? The bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brady or Phil had went in there and replaced that hose and got low. That's a low toilet. So, he had his face right down there at the bottom of that tank. And I think one of our AM broadcasters, he's a very tall, big guy. He came in one day a couple years ago and goes, Zach, do you think y'all could get that toilet any lower? I don't think it's low enough. You know? So,
and that guy's well over 6 feet.
Yes. It's
hard for him to, you have to practically sit on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel for, whether it was Brady or Phil, whoever went down there and fixed that, I feel for him. And other than that, broadcast related news. We, over the last, 2 months, working on putting new switch cards into CR3, in that process located the squeal with CR3.
So thankfully that is gone.
Correct. And we have, in the last week, started on the new switch cards, refurbishing old ones to put into CR2. And, it takes a while to do. I think after, because there's about 150 of them we'll have to do in total. And 2 months ago, when we finished the first one, Phil goes, all right, well, at this rate, we should be done by the end of the fall. So it's a very meticulous, it's methodical how you go through every part and make sure everything's tested and good. So there's a lot of care going into refurbishing these switch cards. And it'll be much better all around.
Very time intensive.
Yes. So that broadcast wise with the transmitters, that has been happening in the past week. And now I'm going to move on to reception reports.
All right.
So our VORW show, which airs on Saturday and Sunday nights, music program, he's
good news as well. He always has a good wrap up the news before he starts with the music.
Yes. Always. That's a pretty consistent format.
Yes.
Almost always news and then listener requested music.
Requested music. Yeah. Very good show.
Yes, absolutely. And, he's very thorough when he sends us reception reports. And I'm going to go through a few of these here, a good amount from the United States, but I'm going to go through some overseas. This one right here is Mr. Paul from the United Kingdom. I hope you are well. I just wanted you to know that this week's broadcast of VORW, where you discussed the stagnant yet circular nature of the Iran conflict, plus played the great Miss You track by the Rolling Stones, enjoyed a great reception on 4840 kilohertz. Very cool. That was Paul in the UK. Let's see. We have so many. We've got, what is this, 4 pages worth. And this is all just in the last couple of weeks.
And that's front and back on the pages, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So. I forgot that's how we print things around yeah. here. Yeah. So this is very good.
Did the man from the UK say, give a specific city?
See, I didn't say this because at first I thought it was his last name. Can you pronounce that? It's this one right here. That is a city.
I'm pretty sure that is his last name. And yeah.
Okay.
And I would mangle it if I tried to pronounce it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Where was that one I was telling you about right before the show? This guy. Oh, I see one for Nashville while I'm scanning for it. Here we go. This is anonymous, no location. And I liked this one in particular. I'm listening before bed playing Donkey Kong 64, which is a video game from the Nintendo 64 that came out in 1999. And people are getting a chance to play it now because they've repackaged it, re-released it for the new modern Nintendo system. And I play some video games myself, and I've also been playing the new re-released Donkey Kong 64.
So this guy was enjoying Donkey Kong and VORW at the same time.
Yeah, awesome. Very good pastime.
Yeah.
You know, combining the two. This one in this is Julian in Nashville. Oh, he also has a request for VORW. Would love to hear Blue Ridge Mountains. I think some of these come from, he'll pick YouTube comments where mm-hmm. people say, hey, I've been listening to you on Shortwave.
Right.
And then he forwards those to Brady. So these are all very cool. Let me find another here. I like some of these that are out west because we have a large clumps off the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kevin in Central Texas. He says, listening in, hope you're feeling better and stronger. Daryl in Kansas, he's got a song request. Ray Charles, Heaven. So these are, a lot of these are for VORW. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Cody, Manitoba, Canada. Hey, VORW. Hello from Manitoba, Canada. Love the broadcast.
Awesome.
So if they love it, they must be able to hear it. So that's what I love. I'm going to wrap up by giving out our QSL address. If you hear this broadcast and you'd like a QSL postcard, we will absolutely send you one free of charge. If you email QSL@WWCR.com, you provide the frequency, the time you were listening, whether in your local time zone or the universal time, some details of the reception, and the date that you listened to. All of that information is vital for the reception report. And we have about, I think we have 3 or 4 different styles. We've got one with Dave, who is no longer with us, and it's got on the bottom there, like Diamond Dave Mooney, mm-hmm. you know.
Former host of Worldwide Country Radio.
Yeah, it's a great picture of him.
Yes, it is.
So, and then we've got one of the Skyline and one of the Planet.
Yeah.
So you'll get
the Nashville Skyline.
Yep. So you shoot an email to QSL@WWCR.com or paper mail to 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee.
37218.
37218. Thank you. I
in the USA.
Absolutely needed that. In the USA. Well, this has been Ask WWCR. Greg, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be right here next week. Thank you.